B92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show on today's hit music, B92.1.
It's a Wake Up Wednesday. You know what that means. Gather around the whole family and play the
whole
game
family
that's sweeping the nation. Drunk, high, or crazy. In the studio, we have Lori.
Hi, everyone.
We have Ron, and we have Bonnie.
Toodaloo.
Oh, my goodness.
She's got a new catchphrase. You know how this works. I tell you a completely real news story, and by the end of it, you must decide whether the subject of the story was drunk, high, or crazy. Is everybody ready to play?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing. Here is the story. A man was driving his vehicle down the freeway when he felt a little snacky. Lucky for him, off the freeway exit, he saw a glowing beacon of questionable cuisine. The sign read, Burger King. The motorist pulled off the freeway and went to the drive-thru. He was very excited to get those famous Burger King 10-piece chicken nuggets for $1.50, which is both a good deal and very worrisome. The man approached the drive-thru, and he heard a loud bang. Not knowing what the sound was, he pressed on the gas a little bit more and then began to hear a loud crunching noise, followed by the breaking of glass. Now, there is nothing wrong with going to a drive-thru for lunch. However, there is something wrong with taking your semi-truck with trailer through the drive-thru for lunch. The truck was entirely too large, and it was smashing the awning outside of the restaurant. The man, suddenly realizing his mistake, put the truck in reverse, which was followed by the sound of slow honking, followed by fast honking, followed by another loud crunch.
Aww.
You guessed it. He had backed up over a car.
Oh, no.
Well, great, thought the man to himself. Must be a case of the Mondays. At this point, he realized he already screwed up, so might as well order a Whopper. He rolled down his window, and when he looked for the menu, it wasn't there.
Oh, no.
He then looked out his passenger side window, and there he saw a Burger King employee screaming profanities. Because this is a family show, I can't tell you everything the employee said, but what I can tell you is that the employee made several references to the moral character of the truck driver's mother, and then called the truck driver a very colorful term for the human lower intestine. The other thing that he said to the trucker was, you went through the drive-thru backwards!
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Yeah! The trucker then offered to move again, to which absolutely everyone around him yelled, don't move anymore! When the police arrived, they arrested the driver for destruction of property, improper driving, and a slew of other charges. What we do know is this. When Burger King says that you can, quote, have it your way, there are limits. But what we don't know is what made this mother trucker go through the drive-thru in the first place. Was this flame-broiled bonehead drunk, high, or crazy? So entering into the drive-thru through the exit instead of the entrance, backed up over a car, smashed the awning because he was in a semi-truck.
I'm going to say he was sober, so we'll just say crazy, even though I don't think he was actually crazy, but
just dumb.
Terribly inept.
Right, right. Okay. Mm. All right. So you one for crazy. What do you think, Ron?
Drunk as a skunk.
All right.
Drunk as a punk.
So we've got two of them guessing drunk.
I
got
a win on my own here.
One of them is guessing crazy. All right. At least one person in the room is right.
Woohoo!
Fact of the matter is, the person who went through the drive-thru backwards in a semi-truck, smashed everything, backed up over a car, was in fact...
Doobie-doo.
Drunk.
Yay!
Now here's the fun part. What he was drunk on was Listerine. Yeah, apparently in the state, none of the liquor stores were open, so he got some liquor Listerine, drank that.
Wow.
So he was minty fresh when he was being booked, which is, That's pretty rough.
Up in Canada, it's Aqua Velva.
Aqua Velva? You mean like the aftershave?
Yeah, they drink that up there when the liquor stores are
closed. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
We need more liquor stores in Canada. Otherwise,
yeah,
the entire country of Canada might wind up on an episode of
Drunk, High, or Crazy.
The Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
On today's Hit Music. We're waking up. V92.1.